It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 21st.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is flamen, spelled F-L-E-H-M-E-N. Flamen is a noun that is a mammalian behavior, as of horses or cats, in which the animal inhales with the mouth open and upper lip curled, and this is done to expose the nose to a scent. Here's the word used in a sentence from the McCluskey, North Dakota Gazette. Flamen, sometimes also called the flamen response or the flamen reaction, is actually a way of smelling or scenting the air. It's not peculiar to horses. Other ungulates exhibit the response, as well as cats, elephants, and bats. The word flamen comes from German, in which it applies to animals and means to curl the upper lip. The German source of the English word is a verb, and it's used infrequently as such, as in the horse flamened. More often, the English verb form is a gerund, as in the horse's flamening. The word flamen is sometimes capitalized in English because German nouns are capitalized. However, the English word tends to be lowercase. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.